Blake and Eva wake up your family on Coast 93.1.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:16. Blake and Eva at the Connolly family's house in Portland. Waking up the fam. Waiting on Denny's. Breakfast from Denny's coming in just a little bit. And Eva, you should be happy to know that there's not a mouse in our remote studio here. Eva, oh my God,
oh,
you
God,
should have seen her yesterday. So apparently there's a mouse at the radio station.
Or more than one.
Oh, do they think it's like a family?
I don't know. Where there's one, there's more. Nobody travels alone in this world. Well, I do, but nobody else does.
We are working on that.
I know.
I like to just drop in a random cliche. I was just asking if there's a family of mice. So anyway, Fievel's creeping around somewhere. And meanwhile, our engineering staff has been tasked with trapping it.
Yes.
So now there's like in every corner of the radio station, there's like a little trap. And who's going to be the lucky one to come across that at 5 in the morning?
God, I hope not me. What I don't like is that there
you
was
should
no...
Have seen, so yesterday they came and said, oh, I think we have a mouse. And Eva starts picking everything up off the ground. Everything up. Like it was going to crawl in your purse and you were going to take it home.
I don't know. That would just be the end. And we'd be on the air, and I would let out a big S word, and then you'd be mad at me. I'd be hyperventilating. The menopause fan would not be cold enough. I mean, it's because you could hear that whole the whole domino of how this would go. Stop. Just get the mouse. Get the mouse.
Why does it freak you out so much? I would rather a mouse than, like, roaches or something. You'd rather have a roach?
No, I don't want any of it.
Well, but if you had to choose, I'd much rather have a mouse because they're like little furry and, you know.
This is a first world. We should not have mouse or cockroaches in our studio. I mean, we just did a renovation. All that money spent, and we're going to have a mouse and cockroaches?
Well, that's probably, you know, why it happened.
We dug him up?
Well, you know, it's like whenever there's a construction project, that's when little critters show up.
I don't know. I know they're kind of cute, like people have them as pets, but I call them, what do I call them?
Can't wait to hear this. I don't know. What do you call them?
What's another word for rodent? Like a bad word.
Like a little varmint?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. When somebody goes, pest? I've got a guinea pig, it's like, yeah, you got a rodent.
Okay, this family that
oh, yeah,
this
housewife bunny.
Has
Sorry.
A bunny.
Okay, well, that's kind
oh,
of...
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the top of the rodent food chain.
Oh, so now there's a hierarchy?
Well, I mean, a bunny...
Okay, so wait a minute. In the rodent food chain, where's muskrat?
Yeah, it's down there. Anything with that ugly little beady eye.
Well, muskrats are kind of cute. There's a whole song. What's that song?
Muskrat
Love.
Captain and Tennille, right?
Yeah, there you go. On Rewind.
I mean, have you listened to that song? It's like, that little
believe it or not, I haven't in about 30 years. Haven't pulled that up on my gym playlist recently.
Yeah, no, I can't.
What do you
do
jog
that.
To? A little muskrat love. Okay, so wait a minute. So rabbits are the highest.
Well, I don't know if they're the highest. What else is a rodent?
What's
Give me
that,
some choices.
What's that big one that lives in, like, African countries or something?
I don't know. You know what?
You know what I'm talking about? An aardvark? No.
No, they're in Texas. They're roadkill.
No, what's it? Capybara. A capybara.
Okay, I don't
That's
know.
Like a giant
to me, that
muskrat.
Sounds like a...
you could ride. It's like a muskrat you could ride.
Okay, well...
That would be very environmentally friendly. I've seen Kate take a capybara to work.
Do you have to feed it?
There's probably some, like, green organization in Maine.
Right.
Be, take your capybara to work
right.
day.
Right, and then PETA would be like, don't ride on the capybara!
Right, exactly. Boy, you thought you freaked out about the mouse. Imagine when I ride my capybara.
Right.
Just for the environment. Well, anyway. Work on the trapping. Otherwise, Eva's going to have a heart attack before.
Yeah, I forgot about it until you just said it. Now, right. When I go back,
Where's
I hope I didn't.
Mole, by the way?
Oh,
they
mole.
Don't really, they can't really see.
Oh, they can't?
Right.
What do they smell? They use your butt.
It's like doing a radio show with a kindergarten class sometimes. No, they don't sniff at it. No, but we're going to have to explore why you think that coming up.
Blake and Eva in the morning.